Yeah, it's okay, it's not this cold. I'm almost finished. Good morning, America. This is a quote by Ralph Waldo Ellison, not Emerson, Ellison. I remember that I'm invisible and I walk softly so as not to awake the sleeping ones. Sometimes it's best not to awaken them. There are few things in the world as dangerous as sleepwalkers. This is the next time. Prepare for fire. The grotesque fantasy of the shrinking so-called majority. America's nightmare is slowly transitioning from somnolent slumber to a waking state akin to sleepwalking. America, for as long as it has existed openly, endorsed terror and rode the wave of fear that followed to superpower dominance domestically and abroad. To be clear, when I say America, I mean white America, the America America sees. Wants to see, not the real America, but the ideal America, the America that stated all men are created equal while enslaving men and women who legally counted two-fifths less than their American masters. America, the beautiful, who crowns her good with brotherhood, but from sea to shining sea, shoots down and locks up young black boys and girls, men and women with impunity. This is the next time. Prepare for fire. America's nightmare is America waking up. Good morning, America says. Good morning, America says. Good morning, America says. Good morning, America says. You're a true patriot. Don't let America die. Don't let America's death be in vain. Fight for America. This is good morning. The black and brown bruises on the American body must be cut off, must be amputated, or risk infection spreading. Sleep, America, this is an age-old procedure, perfected, or inject local anesthetic, remove, bruise, move, repeat procedure, or just sleep. It'll be all over when you wake up. This is the next time. Prepare for fire. This is America burning. This is America learning. This is no nightmare. This is America waking up, realizing its bruises have not been removed, may not be removable, and trying to remove these imperfections or risk infection spreading. This black becoming blacker, this brown becoming more, this body belonging to this mind that has perfected seeing itself as pristine. This is America operating, white America cutting into her native skin, excising what does not belong, what she does not want to see, cut deeper, cut to the white. It burns, but it's worth burning. Not seeing it must be worth the price. This is America screaming. This is America waking up. This is the next time. Prepare for fire. The remains will be black. This is America on the brink of break, ever aware of a two-ness of which there is a constitutional greater and lesser, necessary evils that history won't heal and Hennessy won't help. Darkness and lightness created in the likeness of white God and white Jesus, who would rather see white America burn than see it turn into what it already is, what it always was. America becoming awake, America becoming aware is America becoming so scared of what she knows she is capable of doing to herself. Dream sweet, America, dream deep, breathe deeper, now deeper, and sleep, sleep. You were made from this. You were made for this. You were made by this. You are on fire. This is the next time. America is burning. God gave Noah the rainbow sign. No more water. The fire next time, as quoted by James Baldwin. Thank you.